You must talk about your getting together. And a lot of marriages were made in there, weren't
there? There was, yeah.
And so, what year did you get married again, did you say?
76.
And so...
the year Dublin beat Kerry in the final.
Was there, you know, was there dances in how did you, you told me how you kind of met, but...
The table tennis.
Was it through the table?
Through the table.
Yeah.
We're on different teams and we used to go out, play other factories and stuff.
A business house league, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it was one of their dances, like, for celebration or something.
Yeah, there was some presentation we were having, the trophies for the winners of the table tennis team, you know.
Against, I remember the name of the place, the hotel there.
Oh, can't take now offhand.
Oh, who were you playing? Or
we used to play other factories like
yeah. Banks sometimes and
Bailey, Son and Gibson's. What was the other
the
place?
And the cigarette.
The pipes, cigarette place. Wavin pipes and someone else. There used to be a few of them. Yeah, other things. Yeah,
have competitions against them, and then they'd come and visit.
So when they'd come to us, we'd have to set up the tea and sandwiches and
the
stuff
like
that. Well, the women.
Was that really entertaining? I mean, it was socialising, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was socialising, yeah. And then they used to have, years ago, they used to have a lot of dinner dances in the recreation hall that's on Bride Street. Lovely dance floor. And they used to play the badminton there and stuff like that. And they used to have shows there. Mm. And at one time, they started bringing the show bands to the hotel. Remember the restaurant, or canteen playing, and then it happened up in Talla. They brought some of the show bands, Dickie Rockin maybe, and well, the Royal Show one or someone,
yeah.
Where the people were having their meals.
I see, yeah.
Sorry, just thinking back, Michael often said when his mother and his uncles were there as well, they used to go to school and...
Oh, yeah, and, that's right, yeah.
...learn how to sew and different things as well.
Used to do carpentry. They had to do 2 days way back.
Oh, talk to me about that. So, I keep forgetting that you're, you know, all the people who came before you in your family, that they all worked there.
Mm.
So, your uncles and aunts then, was there a special place for sewing, did you say, or for learning
they had
about
to, I don't know where it was, but I know they used to, 2 days a week, they had to go and learn the sums. As someone mentioned to me the other day, he said he learned more in the school than when he was going to army school.
Yeah.
They learn, you know.
Really? Mm. In there?
Yeah. Different way of
teaching yeah. And was there... of course, you didn't witness any of that.
No. I just only heard it from my father and people that I knew, like, you know.
Yeah,
they
did display, remember the drill display?
And then they had a scheme years ago for a man called Newsom. He was the director. He brought out this scheme years ago that anyone that had a death in the family, if their partner, the husband died, and he had young children, that they would give them some kind of a pension every week. And my mother one time went in for some competition when she was only 14, and one of the managers said, "Are you working and your granny is getting such amount of money? I'll have to dock her so much." Because the mother was working.
She won the competition, they
and she was working in Jacob's. The granny should have told. Never thought of it.
I see. Does anything survive from that time? Like, what kind of sewing were did they do? Cushions or
I don't know what they
kind
did.
I don't samplers.
I don't know. I just know the men learned carpentry and they various other things. But like a lot of them did better in that few days. And then they could do gymnasium as well, like, you know.
Really?
They had a bit of gymnasium, yeah. I think my grandfather, one of my grandfathers was into the gymnasium, I think. But they did a little bit of a gymnasium work, you know.
Yeah.
Because they're a great place in Bride Street.
But that was a way ahead of...
when
you think
time,
of it, you mentioned the word and people would wonder what it was in those days, you know. But they did actually... seemed to get a lot of the company were concerned about their welfare and their health as well as their
work. Same with down in the swimming pool, they had showers, I think.
Yeah,
like a lot of people wouldn't have had those in their houses, and it was great if they wanted to go in and have a shower. Like, you know, it was great novelty, you know, way keep it clean, I suppose.
But the thing about it is they were fairly careful about when you wanted a job in Jacob's years ago. Like, they used to really check you over, like, you know, your hair is all that. Because even when I started in Jacob's, your man says you have to go and get something done with your teeth. So I had to get checked out and get a couple of my teeth taken out.
And did they have a dentist?
Had a dentist, but
later on.
But I had to go.
And so the way that you looked was important as well.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
And make sure we're healthy.
Did you wear a uniform?
We did, yeah.
What did you wear, Mary?
It was like a smock thing, like, and a hat. You had to wear the hat in the air, covered in the whole lot. Different colours. The chocolate room had brown, the Pecos had the green, and the Mallow had a blue. Yeah. But they changed them over the years. But overall, yeah, you had to. Well, for hygiene, I suppose, you had to, really.
And what did you wear?
When I first wore brown first, and then I went to whites afterwards, white jacket and trousers. Now we got ours washed and cleaned for now. The girls used to have to pay a small amount, and we would get a change every week, brought in by the laundry.
Oh, but that's very interesting.
We had to bring ours home.
They had to bring theirs home.
You had to bring...
I had to bring mine home and wash it myself. And even though we were paying for it.
Yeah,
they'd get theirs sent off.
Oh, well.
One of the laundry people used to come in with they just take out the dirty thing and put in the new.
Yeah. And then, of course, you had... You got very used to the smells, you know, the lovely smell of chocolate in the morning. My goodness.
I know. And you're allowed to open your windows in Bishop Street, which you wouldn't have been done in Tallaght, because, again, no doors or windows were open, obviously, because the dust and that had come in Tallaght. But in Bishop Street, we were able to open the windows and no one would say anything to you, you know, but you didn't think about it then.
You used to get a lovely smell, but before you went into Jacob's, you had to compete without Keith the Knackers.
You had to compete.
Yeah, with Keith the Knackers. When the bad the wind was blowing, they did kill the animals and the stuff like that. Horses, yeah.
New Market
was placed there, and when you'd be going by, there's a woof, and then you get into Jacob's, and then you get a nice sweet smell.
And you also had the roof in Jacob's. You could go up and break and up to the very top, like it was 6 or 7 storey high.
Yeah.
And especially in the summer, you'd see them all lying out there. And you could look away all over Dublin as far as the mountains and all, you'd see it. It was brilliant.
And another thing people used to enjoy was looking across at the Adelaide.
The horses.
And from the roof.
Oh, and so you had a great view. And what kind of, apart from the smells there, that during Christmas time, I'm sure, would you have come away with a box of biscuits or?
Not in the early days. So. Yeah, in the latter days of Bishop's.
And then years ago, they used to make their own cakes, Christmas cakes.
And wedding cakes,
yeah. Because my grandmother asked me, are you going to get a wedding cake from Jake? I said, no, that day, that's gone. You used to get the one. Lear.
Oh, was that
wedding cake?
And that Christmas cake was presented to...
Your wedding.
A wedding cake.
They'd always give you, see me a tear years ago. And it went the wedding of the wedding cake.
And was your cake?
No, we didn't. That was gone then. That was gone then.
His grandmother taught that.
Yes, she asked me.
Oh, yeah, I see, yeah. And but were there perks? Could you walk away? Yes, could you walk away with a box full of biscuits or biscuits that weren't?
They had a job shop
where you could go in and buy whatever,
a bag of brokens,
whatever's chocolate biscuits or and stuff like that. You know.
I see. Yeah.
They used to do peppermint sweets, and at one time they did like chocolate bars of soup. Chocolate bars, you make your soup. There were lots of things like that. Now, I know we used to have a great thing when we were walking on the night walk. All the lads would be on the night walk would bring in a package of soup. And during the course of the night, we'd have a break and we'd hand all these packages of soup, and one of the fellas then would always get a big container, fill it with water, and just soup into it and heat it up. And there used to be great stories, and we'd get our soup, but there used to be great stories about the managers coming around at the ovens and smelling, "What's that smell? Ah, that's nothing." And when he'd be gone, a little cake or something would come out, or a bowl of soup or something like that. There was another little story that was one of the men used years ago, before we finished. During the daytime, he used to get one of these machines that was used as a sticker, and he'd bring it down to a place called the Ramp, and he used to fry maybe a few burgers on it. You could fry a few burgers for to have a bit of a meal.
But all these tricks that you get up to, you know, when you were there, it's fantastic. I mean, it's a great insight to the way life was inside in Jacobs. So Michael and Mary O'Reilly.
That's right, yeah.
Thank you so much for telling me. Thank you.